Before every trip I've ever made to a new country or a new state, a new wildlife refuge, a new garbage dump, or just about any other place, I've always speculated about what the very first bird I'd see would be. I knew my first Peruvian bird would not be an Andean cock of the rock, a marvelous spatule tail, or an Andean condor. It was equally unlikely to be a toucan or a trogon. One of the common hummingbirds wasn't entirely out of the question, but I arrived in Lima at midnight, spent that night in a hotel right across the street from the airport entrance, and had an early morning flight to northern Peru, so my first bird was obviously going to be an urban species. Sure enough, the first birds I saw in Peru were on the tarmac at the airport in Lima. They were not house sparrows, starlings, or rock pigeons, the species I most often see at airports, and they also weren't any of the gulls, though the likely gulls in Lima were species that would have been lifers. No, the very first species I saw in Peru was, appropriately enough, the West Peruvian dove. I got a quick look before it flew off, so I'm sure that's what I saw. It had a plain back and a distinctive white edge to the wing. A few minutes later, we found doves again, and I took some crappy photos through the window as we waited for our flight, but I was thrilled. Pictures of my first lifer in Peru. Unfortunately, when I got home and actually studied the pictures, I could clearly see little dark markings on the back and on the face that made the photographed birds eared doves. Not a lifer at all. I'd already seen that species in Ecuador in 2006. I'm still certain that the first bird I saw at the airport was a West Peruvian dove, and I saw plenty more that day and the next, but am both disappointed that I don't have a photo of my lifer and disconcerted that I misidentified the eared doves in my photos. Living up to the name, we only saw West Peruvian doves on our first and second days in Peru while we were still in the lowlands west of the Andes, and on our final morning in downtown Lima. Like our white-winged dove, the West Peruvian dove has adapted well to urban life, so it was very easy to see right in the city. That final morning back in Lima, after 6 spectacular and full days of birding, we strolled a quarter mile or so from our downtown hotel to an urban park overlooking the coast. From there, I added 9 more lifers. Those birds were all distant, and it was difficult and frustrating trying to get identifiable photographs of at least some of them in the low morning light. But 2 other birds, both lifers on our first day, the scrub blackbird and the West Peruvian dove, spent the entire time we were there walking about just a few feet from us. I took about 450 photos that morning, but the best ones were of those 2 nearby birds, and the last bird photos I took in Peru were of that one confiding West Peruvian dove in downtown Lima. Information about that species is pretty sparse. Cornell makes it easy for birders and ornithologists to upload information, photos, and recordings about neotropical birds, as does Wikipedia. But I suspect that most people working or birding in the tropics feel more urgency to focus their attentions in habitats and on species that are more vulnerable. The West Peruvian dove is common and increasing, so easy to overlook, as even I noticed when I was taking hundreds of pictures of distant lifers, but just a handful of the beautiful dove right there in front of me, one that had been a lifer itself just 6 days before. Even though I did not pay it the attention it deserved, it stuck around me more than I deserved. I'm very grateful that the beautiful little dove that was my first Peruvian bird was also my last. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.